Today we are going to learn the deeper understanding of the second question of the Chachamim Dvei Asoina, the sages of Athens. And the second question was as follows. If a man lends money, Reuven lends money to Shimon, Shimon cannot pay back. So let's say they had a mashkin. So Reuven takes the property that belongs to Shimon. So the question is, would Reuven lend Shimon money again? That's the question. Seemingly, the answer would be no, or lend money to others. After he lent money and it wasn't paid back, usually people will not lend out money. Rabbi Yeshua responded with an interesting story. He told him like this. If a person goes to the pond, cuts down a bundle of reeds, but he can't lift it. So he continues cutting, and he puts it on top of the first bundle, and then a person comes by and helps him raise both of them. So therefore, that answers the question somehow about lending money. What was the question? What was the answer? They were worried about finances, how to lend people money, and people borrowing money. That was the Groysa Chochma over here that they were debating and responding about reeds on a swamp. What exactly was going on over here? So we're going to learn today two approaches to this question and answer. One again is in the Marsha, and one is in the Mei Shiloyach. Both of them connected to the Inyan of Moshiach. But they're going to be taken from two different approaches. The Marsha's approach is that they were debating and they were questioning, why do we think that the Eibishter will give us a Torah Chadasha when Moshiach comes? We all await the time when the Eibishter is Torah Chadasha Mi'iti Teitze, that the Eibishter will give us, you know, the greatest revelation, Sai of Torah, Sai of Elikus, Sai Mitzvahs. And the Goyim were scratching their heads. And the Goyim were saying, I can't believe that you think that you're going to get the Torah Chadasha. He gave you the first Torah. You guys messed up. Which person will lend you money again? After you didn't pay back the first time, which person will lend you money? That was really their question. Why do you think that you're going to have Mashiach? Why do you think you're going to have Torah Chadasha? Why do you think that the Eibishter will trust you again? You messed up, so that's it. You're over. Which normal person lends money after they were messed up? And according to the Marsha, there's the whole debate really is, there's a big misunderstanding of the Yidden's relationship to the Eibishter through Torah. Did the Eibishter give us a loan, or did the Eibishter give us a matana? Big difference. Did the Eibishter loan us the Torah, or did he Torah tzivalanu Moshe Mayrasha, or did he give it to us as a Yerusha? Let's see inside. The second line. Eilu akoyfrim oimrim she'enoi derech matana, rak derech halva. The Goyim assumed that Torah is on loan from the Eibishter. And every loan has eventual date that you have to pay back. And it's always like an extra thing. So therefore, their question was, being that you didn't pay back on time, when you were in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't fulfill the Eibishter's wishes. Look, the line that starts off, Hayoim, my chazo de hazer yasif lachem, kamoy ashetem oimrim, sheyeh kein liyamois ha-moshiach. Why do you think that the Eibishter will return you another Torah? Why will he lend it to you again in yamois ha-moshiach? You guys messed up the first time. Why would he give you a Torah Chadasha if you couldn't even do the old Torah? Good question. What's the response? What's the Yidid's answer to this Shaila? The Chayda, we're not Nasim. If we can't keep this Torah, how are we going to have the Torah Chadasha? Strong question. and he told them a story of cutting down reeds from a swamp. What was his answer? Let's see how the Marsha explains it. Rotzel loymar, mi sheyishlach avdei lahavi loy, mag masach yedu akanim. A person sends his servant to bring back, let's say, 100 bamboos from the swamp, from the riverbank. And he cuts it down. But once he puts it together in a bundle, he realizes that he can't carry 100 bamboos on his shoulder. Therefore, he waits for someone else to come by. And that person helps him. Now two people can carry the bundle. What does it have to do? Look what he says. Keinu adover hazeh. She'anu oisim lachteinu. Dainu she'anu loimdim kol ha-toira. Ki mitzvah Hashem yizborech aleinu. Shudim yin katel ha-kanem. Ad she'ev she'leinu los yisrael mitzvahs kulam biyachad. He says, you know what? It's true. Right now, we can't carry all the mitzvahs. There are so many mitzvahs that we can't do. But the mitzvahs that we do, we're doing the best as possible. Yes, we got thrown out, but we're doing the best as possible to do the mitzvahs that we can. Until Mashiach would come, he's the helper that comes. Ad yovei Mashiach, shu'ezer lanu li'sa'el ha'mitzvahs m'makom ha'nikva lanu. Mashiach will bring us back to the Master. Mashiach will carry the bundle with us. When Mashiach comes, we'll have the koyach again to do all the mitzvahs. Because the Eibishter really gave us the Torah as a matana. But the problem is that we don't have it all now. We're talking golos. So we're doing the most we could. As much as we can, we do. We're waiting for the big helper to come. We're waiting for the Eibishter to send Mashiach and to bring us out of golos. This is the way the Marsha learns the question and the answer. But the Me'eshi Loyach, he learns it a little bit of a different way. He says like this. They told him a story, a question about lending money, then taking the property back as collateral, and then why would he lend it again? According to the Me'eshi Loyach, they were asking a much more yesoidistic akasha. It says, it seems that the Eibishter has a funny plan when he takes Yidden out of Golos. He sends them into Golos. He then sends a Navi to promise them that they're going to have Mashiach. And then what happens by every single Golos? Right before Mashiach comes, after the Navi says that it's time to go out, what happens? Anybody? Very good. It gets worse. What a weird way. Why does the Eibishter do that? Why does the Eibishter tease you like this? He sends you to Golos. He sends Moshe Rabbeinu, for example. He says, Pocket Bekati Yeschem. And the next day, it gets worse. Pari says, you guys think you're going to Mashiach? Now you're going to have Tevin. Now you're going to have to do even more. The bricks. Their question was, why? What's the Eibishter's plan over here? What's the vor? Let's see inside. Kishalu oisoi. They asked him. With every time he sends his word through a Navi to take Yidden out of Golos, they take the property, they take the words of the Navi hostage. Why would the Eibishter then do it this way? Then what's the plan over here? What's the Seder Avoido? And he gives a very fascinating answer. And he says like this, like try to explain it the best that I can, at least the way I understood it. Fascinating. The Eibishter wants to take Yidden out of Golos. The problem is, as much as he wants to take us out of Golos, besides the fact that so many Yidden have a hard time wanting to go out of Golos, but let's put that on the side. Yidden are not always worthy of going out of Golos. What do you do when the Eibishter wants to take us out, but we're not 100% worthy? What happens now? So this is the answer of the second person that comes with the bundle. The Eibishter sends a Navi. And now the words of the Navi are in Golos. Because the Navi promised words and it has to happen. Now the Eibishter is forced to be Mekayim, the words of the Navi. Because that belongs to him. That's his words that he gave through the Navi. So once he's schlepping back his dibur, so the Yidden chap along with him, and even if they're not worthy, they schlep him out of Golos as well. They're like the person that's stuck. Taka, where he went to shop by the Agam to cut the reeds, but they can't carry it. So what do? You pile on another pile. In other words, the Eibishter sends a Navi, and now the words of the Navi are in Golos as well. And now the Eibishter is forced to take back the words of the Navi. Once we're taking back, rescue the words of the Navi, we rescue also the Yidden along with it. It comes together. So it's in a way, look in the word last line. V'zois yedua, this is known. Kidivre Hashem Yisbarach le'yeshuv reikam. The words of the Eibishter through the Navi have to happen kipshutai. V'yichrach Hashem Yisbarach liftois as divari me'agolos. The Eibishter has to rescue his words from Golos. Even Yidden, if there are reasons not to rescue them, they get saved along with the dibur of the Eibishter.